Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, which faces Jericho. And the Lord showed him the whole land, from Gilead as far as Dan, all of Naphtali, the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, all the land of Judah as far as the western sea, the Negev and the region from the valley of Jericho, the city of palms, all the way to Zoar. And the Lord said to him, "This is the land that I swore to give Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob when I said, 'I will give it to your descendants.' I have let you see it with your own eyes, but you will not cross into it." So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, as the Lord had said. And he buried him in a valley in the land of Moab, facing Beth Peor. And no one to this day knows the location of his grave. Moses was 120 years old when he died, yet his eyes were not weak, and his vitality had not diminished. The Israelites grieved for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days, until the time of weeping and mourning for Moses came to an end. Now Joshua, son of Nun, was filled with the spirit of wisdom because Moses had laid his hands on him. So the Israelites obeyed him and did as the Lord had commanded Moses. Since that time, no prophet has risen in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. No prophet who did all the signs and wonders the Lord sent Moses to do in the land of Egypt to Pharaoh and to all his officials and all his land. And no prophet who performed all the mighty acts of power and awesome deeds that Moses did in the sight of all Israel.